Action Junkies Podcast.
Wait.
Morning Fix.
It's the Morning Fix.
Dude.
Our first Morning Fix.
I'm glad we're doing this.
It's a blast.
Because I feel like we've got some good shit to say.
Right?
Yeah.
You know how, like, for a lot of people, like, you've just been ingrained since you're little, like, Friday is the day?
Yeah.
Thursday's the day for me.
Thursday's the day. Thursday's your day?
Yeah. It's my favorite day of the week.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I feel like every day is the day of the week for me, honestly.
Right? Yeah. No, and I get that, too. Yeah, yeah. I definitely feel that, too. But, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every day's a good day.
Right.
But I get Thursdays are the most exciting because we get to do this.
Right.
And we get to have fun in Vegas. Like, I'm in LA and you know, and you've lived in LA.
Sure.
The traffic and the congestion is,
it's no good.
It literally took 57 minutes to go 8 miles.
It's crazy.
2 days, 3 days ago when I was meeting my friend for the gym, I'm like, why do I live here?
Right.
But,
would you move here ever?
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I think give me 2 years.
Okay.
And then we'll be building custom homes.
All right. Maybe fast track it. Let's go 18 months.
All right. Yep. 18 months. I like it.
Done. That's verbally binding, Chad.
So Morning Fix.
Yeah.
So we're going to start doing these.
Yeah. We're going to start doing these.
Just because we got some good stuff to talk about. Right. I feel like aside from our Action Junkies amazing guests that we've had on, I feel like you and I should touch on some subjects and for our listeners. And they'll appreciate it.
I like it. What's on your mind? You got something?
Yeah.
Do you come in with something?
Yeah. I mean, there's
what you got?
I mean, we're on the drive over here, and we're on. Yeah.
I know where you're headed now. Yeah.
We're talking. I looked up at that roller coaster at New York, New York. I was like, you ever ride that?
Crazy. I haven't actually.
I would consider you a Vegas native.
I mean, I grew up here. Basically, I mean, I grew up in LA, but like you know, when your dad's working 26 weeks a year here back in the day.
Yeah.
And I went to UNLV. I'm a native.
Yeah. You did go to UNLV.
I went to UNLV. For 2 years. Transferred to Cal State Northridge after that. Dropped out with a semester to go. There you go. John Orlando.
So wait, you just have a semester left?
I have one semester to go.
To get a degree?
Uh huh. Fuck that degree.
You're like, I don't need that shit.
I don't need that shit. I got a degree in people and life,
there
bitch.
There you go. Yeah. We'll talk about that, too.
Okay.
So the roller coaster.
Yeah, I haven't been on that one, which is weird, because I do like roller coasters, but, and that one's like a Mickey Mouse one. Like, that one's doesn't even look too scary. That one looks like it's actually probably fun.
I've been on it. I recommend going on it at night, because obviously it's hot as balls out right now,
right.
And I wouldn't recommend going on a roller coaster in 110 degree heat.
Right.
For a multitude of reasons, but it's good. It's decent. It's not Six Flags, which, did you ever go to Magic Mountain?
Of course. That's I've been on everything, like Colossus and the Viper and the Batman one.
The Riddler.
The Batman one I like, because you're like standing up, right?
That's Riddler.
Riddler?
Riddler is the green one, you're standing up. Batman is the swing. So it's like you're in the black car, and then you're just swinging back and forth like at insane speeds.
Right.
But it's still wild.
And I am love-hate with those things. Like, I probably like everybody else, but I like the idea.
Mm-hmm.
And once I'm on it, I love it. But the buildup when you're in line, and then as you get closer and you hear those screams of terror, I want to back out. Like, free fall is still the worst, roughest one to me.
Oh, where they take you up slowly
and you just go straight down.
Yeah.
And they also have the same thing kind of at like Disney or no, Universal in Orlando, right?
Tower of Terror.
Oh, that's at Disney, right?
That's at Disney too. I think they just changed it to like a Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay. Yeah. That one, if that was 1 second longer, I might lose my shit.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. It's too much. And now, as I'm older, Chad, as I creep up on senior status, I don't want to do those things anymore.
You don't want to do them?
No. I don't want to put myself in an oh shit situation. I know they're safe, but there has been instance where it doesn't go so well for people, those things. They get stuck sometimes for hours.
Upside down.
Upside down. That freaks me out. And then there have been... But I think the people that have died on those things, they do stupid shit, right? They stand up or they do stupid shit.
Yeah, or they like unbuckle themselves just for fun and try to hold... Like, what
like
are
no
doing?
One... Has anyone died on a roller coaster following the rules? I'm not sure.
I'm sure
at some point
ride malfunction has happened and
but
somebody's
like,
lost a
in
limb
like
or
bullshit
life.
Parks that's happened,
yeah,
right?
Probably the fair.
Right.
Yeah.
But like at not Disney. Well, Disneyland, someone died on Space Mountain once. That
but
I know.
Why?
I don't know, but they shut the ride down.
Wait,
for
didn't
a while.
Somebody die at Thunder Mountain too? I want to say someone died at Thunder Mountain.
That's my favorite one too.
Yeah. My fear is always like your hands are up.
Right.
And like if you're a little taller than the next person, you clip your hand on something and your hand just comes right, right. up. Like that's always my fear. Like I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The roller coaster is just, I think I'm past my roller coaster
so in
prime.
Terms of fear, like you don't fear a roller coaster, you just don't, you it's the buildup that you're just not,
yeah, it's anxiety
down.
Maybe more than fear,
yeah, it's
like I'm not afraid of heights don't
no.
bug me, no. I went up in a hot air balloon once and we crashed. Did I tell you that ever?
What?
Yeah, yeah. So on my for my dad's birthday,
you crashed.
Yeah, 100% for my dad's birthday, I was like, we were in Palm Springs or Palm Desert, whatever, he used to have like a condo down there,
yeah,
and we went down there for his birthday. I was like maybe 16 and we went up in this hot air balloon. And it was. Have you ever been up?
No.
In one?
Not a hot air balloon.
It's super cool. You go like, think like 10,000 feet up. And
that's
oddly enough.
2 miles, by the way.
There was a, is it? Yeah. Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
There was a, I failed math. There was a fly up there. And I thought that was weird. Like, these guys are cruising around. Like, maybe he was just on us and then hitched a ride. And then was like, oh, shit, what the fuck am I doing up here?
Yeah.
I don't know. Or, do they really fly that high?
Yeah.
A fly?
I don't know. An insect probably has some.
Yeah, but anyway, we were coming in for the landing. It's my first time and only time on one. Haven't been on one since. You'll see why in a minute. And, yeah, we were coming in for the landing. And, you know, you're 16 and, like, you know that kind of, like, you don't want to be that kid or whatever, you know, it's like. Pointing shit out or whatever.
Yeah.
So, but in my mind, I was like, man, we are coming in hot. Like, we were coming in kind of, like, ground was getting closer and closer. And I thought, wow, does he just, like, take it to the almost landing and then, like, shoot a bunch of air in that thing and it just kind of stalls it out is what I was picturing, you know? So I didn't say anything. And it's coming in quicker and quicker. And in my head, I'm like, we are going way too fast. And then all of a sudden, the little pilot or the operator guy goes, oh, shit, hold on. Literally, that's the last thing he said. And then, boom, we're in the middle of a desert. It's Palm Desert. We hit the desert. The balloon topples over kind of thing.
Way.
And it drags us on like the desert sand. And there's like fucking gnarly, like, you know, branches and cactus and whatever. And we're in this basket and it's like dragging us. And we finally come to a stop and there's like dust flying up. It was fucking brutal. And like everyone ended up on top of me on the bottom of this basket the way I was, you know, because
no
I was like on
way.
The wrong side when we hit.
Your dad landed on top of you?
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah. Everybody. There's like six of us in this balloon. And then somehow we stopped. I don't remember how we stopped. And we were able to get the thing like right side up. And it was brutal, man.
Did you get a refund?
Yeah, I don't know. I would assume. We were cut up a little bit. And
that's a lawsuit.
Yeah, right? But nothing happened. It would have been a great TMZ moment, but there was no TMZ back then. But
yeah.
Yeah, I have not been on since.
Wow.
So I wouldn't say I'm afraid of heights, but, you know.
So what about skydiving?
Oh, God, no. I've always said I'll never jump out of a... It seems like a crazy
Everybody
thing.
Everybody says that. A perfectly good airplane.
Right, perfectly, yeah. But why do it?
So I've done it twice.
Yeah.
The only anxiety and scary part about skydiving is the ride up. So,
what about the night before?
No.
Oh, stop.
I mean, it's just like anything else. Like, you're just like you're anxiously excited.
Right.
You're not anxiously like fuck. You're in my opinion, some people handle fear and handle skydiving differently, right?
Right.
I'm an action junkie.
Clearly, I mean the ink.
Yeah, yeah.
You
no,
know,
I like doing.
You were a skater when you were young, probably.
Yeah,
right?
I snowboard still.
Yeah,
like
see?
I like adrenaline rushes. So, the only sketchy part is you go probably about 12 to 15,000 feet, which is, you know, 2+ miles, almost three miles up, and with about 5 minutes to go, they open the door. And I don't know if you've ever been you haven't been in a plane when the door opens.
No, that's
yeah,
called we're crashing
that's
normally.
Called,
yeah.
Yeah. The wind is extremely loud. They tell you to put your goggles on. And
is it cold?
Yeah, it's pretty chilly.
Okay.
Yeah, because you're so high up.
Right.
The anxiety on the way up is way worse than the actual act of skydiving.
Are you sitting on a guy's lap on
100%.
The way up? 100%. You are.
It's like, can you guys see this?
That's awkward.
So I'm sitting here, and he's like, he's behind me. It's nuts to butts, dude.
Right.
It's nuts to butts. He's like,
he's mounted
around.
You,
yeah,
essentially.
He's mounted me. And
right.
Then you waddle over to the door, and then... So, you're waddling over to this door,
no.
And you're like, okay. He grabs onto the railing.
Right.
There's a bar.
Right.
and he goes like one, and you're like. So,
oh my God! So, I can't do it. I'm starting to sweat right now.
So you go on three.
Yeah.
And you're on this guy's lap. I actually had a female the second time, which was
okay,
pretty fucking cool.
Right.
But you're on this guy's lap basically, and you waddle over.
Yeah.
And he grabs this bar, and he goes, "All right, on three, we're gonna do a backflip." And
I'm like, "Oh, stop!"
And I'm like,
"First time?
First? No, it's called like doing a gainer. Like you have
to. Okay.
You have to." Do a. It's like basically you're jumping out and then you're tucking back. For those of you on YouTube watching this,
like Iron Man.
Basically, you're okay. Tucking back like this so that you roll into on your stomach, because they feel like if you go forward, you just maybe kind of keep spinning.
Right.
But if you go backwards and then you kind of stabilize yourself. So,
and you're initiating this.
This guy is. He basically tells you, like, hey, you need to roll, like, or you need to do a backflip, and then I'll stabilize this, because he throws the first little shoot, the stabilizer shoot, and then you're just hovering. So it's one, and then you're like, fuck. Oh, by the way, I didn't mention, if you don't go first, you see your family members just getting sucked out of the air, like they're falling to their fucking death. Seriously, it's right. Like, you know those movies like where you're like
Castaway, the plane crash scene.
So when he's holding on to the net and you're just getting sucked out, it's literally I'm watching my uncle. My uncle looks back at me and he just goes, "Later," and he just oh gets God. Sucked out
Had
of the plane.
Had he done it before?
That was his first time too.
Okay,
yeah, we took my nephew for his 18th birthday.
Wow.
So he basically you watch a family member just disappear. And right. You're like, fuck, that's going to be me here in about 30 seconds. Yeah, and sure enough, one, two, and you're like, fucking just do it already. And then three, he pushes you out. You just let go. And meanwhile, I have a guy filming me too. So you're seeing a guy holding onto the plane, holding a GoPro,
right.
Watching and filming this whole ordeal. And then you are weightless. Literally, you know that feeling you don't like on roller coasters
right,
when you're just
sinking
plummeting
in your stomach?
To the earth? You don't get that.
Really?
And I thought I was going to get that, and that's what kind of was like, oh, I'm excited about it. You don't feel anything.
What about speed of rate of falling? Do you feel that?
No.
How?
Bro, you're just floating. You're floating.
Dude.
You can't, obviously you're falling, but you can't process it physically that you're plummeting to the earth thousands of feet per second. Like, you don't process that. The only thing you do feel, however,
right?
Okay, here's what you do feel.
Yeah.
When your dude on your back gets that little notification and he goes, "Oh shit, it's time to pull the chute."
Yeah.
He pulls the chute. You are falling at several hundred miles an hour. You immediately hit zero.
It's like slamming on the brakes.
Slamming on the brakes.
Really?
Immediately hit zero and shoot straight back up into the air. So that's the ultimate rush. And then he's like, "All right, dude, I'm gonna give you controls of the chute. Pull right," and you're like, "Okay," like, and you pull right, and you glide right, glide left, and then at the very end, before you're about to land, he goes, "Lift your legs up as high as you can because I'm gonna hit the ground running." So imagine him; he's got me on his
right.
junk,
right.
strapped to his chest, hits the ground running, and then you're good. It literally lasts about 3 minutes, 4 minutes. Most insane thing, but. I don't know that I would do it now. We talked about this.
The truth.
Because I've got too much good shit going on.
Yeah, dude, it's nuts. There's no reason to leap out of a plane.
I mean, I would do it. I would. But at the same time, I would have that discussion internally with myself and be like, okay, like, what are we leaving behind if something goes wrong? But I want for those of you listening, if you haven't tried it, highly recommend.
Okay, I'm listening.
Highly highly recommend doing it at least once. It's worth it. It's a great conversational piece when you know, when you're out and people are like, "Oh, you've been skydiving?" It's like, "Yeah, I have." "Oh, you have?" Like, and people are like, "What's it like?" So, the ultimate adrenaline rush. I see why people. Now, the guy on my back does it 20 times in a day, and he's making $80 per, you know. Per jump, like that's how much money they make.
They do,
and it's they make $80 probably every 10 minutes. It's crazy, but wild. Highly recommend if you are an adrenaline action junkie.
Man, I don't know if I can live up to my name anymore. I don't know.
What kind
man.
Of bet could we do,
dude? I already lost.
Oh, you
a bet.
Lost a bet.
So yeah, I bet on McGregor. McGregor is really causing me a lot of problems, Chad. Okay,
I thought that was the diaper bet.
So post diet, that was McGregor Mayweather. I made a Khabib McGregor bet. And I was supposed to jump out of a plane. And I just can't seem to bring myself to, I don't want to welch on the bet because I want to do it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it just reality sets in of it's leaping out of an airplane.
I get it.
Leaping out of a fucking airplane.
Perfectly good airplane.
I just don't know if I can do it.
I will tell you.
Okay.
If you did it, you would enjoy it and you would want to do it again.
You think?
100%. Because it's not, put it this way. My grandfather was 70 and he did it with us. 70.
But at 70, it's kind of like, what am I really cutting short if things go sour?
I'm just saying, what are you cheating yourself out of
10, 12 years?
I get it.
All right.
But if a 70
I'm halfway
old,
through the chapter right now, Chad.
You are.
You know?
I'm still on chapter 2.
Right.
I'm on chapter 3. But I get it, man. But at the end of the day, it's like, you should try it. Face your fears, bro.
Now, do you feel like because you did that, mm-hmm. it's changed you, like, in business or in life or in, like, do you look at life differently?
Yeah. I mean, that's part of it. But I feel like taking risks and understanding, like, when the juice is actually worth the squeeze. I got that reference from a movie called Girl Next Door.
Okay.
One of the best movies. Understanding that, hey, like, there's going to be times in your life when you're scared to do something. There's going to be times in your life where you're like, I don't know if I really want to do that. But at the end of the day, you are always going to be stuck in the same place if you don't talk yourself into taking risks and facing those fears and understanding that, hey, if I want to get ultimately from this point in my life to this point in my life, there has to be some risk taking involved. And that's with financial investments. That's with life. That's with in your professional life. You took a risk by starting a podcast. You took a risk by, creating this whole project. And look at the rewards that have happened because you took that risk. Now, other people may be like, I don't know where to start on a podcast. I don't know the equipment, the studio, blah, blah, blah. We're thankful for Show Creator Studios because they've been amazing hosts. But if you ultimately want to get to where, and I'm talking where you really want to end up, and I'm talking retirement early, financial freedom, doing cool shit every day, not having to work for anybody else, you don't get there without taking risk. If you talk to every rich person, rich, and I mean rich in life and investments and health and people who are in places that we ultimately want to be, I guarantee you every single one of them has a risk involved where they were like, I started 100 businesses. I hit one, it did $100 million.
Yeah.
100%.
Yep.
You can't get to where you ultimately want to be without facing fears. So I want you to face that fear. I want you to go skydiving. And you know what?
Oh, I'm sweating thinking about it.
I'll go with
okay,
you.
Okay, I'm gonna think about this.
Okay.
I'm not gonna commit right now.
Yep.
Even though I already committed and I'm technically I owe a jump.
Yep.
But I do want to tell you this. I'm gonna leave you with this, Chad. I did face my fears this week, actually.
Oh yeah.
You're not aware of this. I did face my fears, okay? You weren't here, but Las Vegas was invaded by grasshoppers.
I saw this on
this
social
week.
Media.
Okay, I don't know if your brain does the math properly when I say we were invaded by grasshoppers. I'm talking Alfred Hitchcock style. I'm talking Stephen King horror movie style. I'm talking
like biblical, like invasion?
Biblical,
like
world
when
is
Egypt
ended,
was fucking
millions of grasshoppers. It has to be in the millions.
Yeah.
No lie.
100%.
I came home the other night. It was about midnight from the gym. Did a late night gym sesh. Okay?
It's
late night gym
it
sesh.
It shows, man. Get that on
okay.
the camera angle. Look at those.
Late night gym sesh. And I get home. I kid you not. The driveway was covered with grasshoppers.
Like where you can't see pavement.
I'm not exaggerating. Okay?
Yeah.
Maybe a little. But it was bad. Not tens of grasshoppers.
You can't get around them is what you're saying.
No.
Okay. And you're scared of bugs?
I don't do one grasshopper. I don't do one. Like one grasshopper in the house is like freeze up for a minute, breathe, psych yourself up, and then go in for the kill and hope. And you always miss those
Why
fucking grasshoppers.
First,
dude.
Bugs,
I just don't do it, dude.
Man.
I don't do roaches, spiders, grasshoppers, crickets.
The girls in my house
the big
throw
four.
Shoes at those big four and then expect me to find it after they scared it away.
Hey, I don't blame them. Hashtag me too. Okay.
Insane.
Yeah.
Okay. So you get out of the car.
Well, hold on. I did an Instagram live. I had to psych myself up, and I actually considered sleeping in the car. I'm not even kidding. Stop. No, I'm not kidding. You don't understand, Chad.
Your door is probably what, 100 feet away?
No, listen. Because we're in an apartment. So I park. You're at the mercy of who's in the complex, right? Yeah. So I'm parked. It's a little good sprint to the staircase, and then I have to go up. We're on the third floor. I have to go up. It's six flights of stairs, even though it's the third floor. Yeah. Okay, and they're not only on the ground.
Yeah.
They're on the side of the building, and they're also flying around the lights. You don't understand. I'm in from my car to the door. I'm going to encounter. I kid you not. Over 1,000.
Wow.
Easy.
And you don't do one.
I don't do one. Okay.
So this is a thousand nightmares.
I get out of the car and I'm sprinting. I didn't even think I could run that fast. That's the good news. I didn't think I could still run like that.
You still got it?
Maybe the fastest I've ever run in my life.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's so many on the ground, they can't get out of your way quick enough. So you literally hear crunch, 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 crunch. And then while you're crunching them, because they're on top of you, Travis is laughing right now. As you're crunching them, they're the ones that could get out of your way are now jumping, leaping, flying, whatever they're doing, combination of all of the above, up and they're pelting you in the face and they're flying around. And then, dude, it was awful. It was awful. Then I just like hauled ass up the stairs and then got in. And Pint Size Warrior was on my live feed.
Yeah.
You would think she'd go, let me go at least unlock the door. You know? Nope. So I'm like fumbling with the key like in a horror movie, like a bad horror movie. And I get it now. Yeah. It's real, the fumbling with the key. Your nerves are shot. And I know they're like, and I'm like, are they on me? And am I going to bring them into the house. Luckily, there was none on me, and I got in and I made it through. But it was rough. Okay, so I conquered my fears, Chad.
I mean,
I conquered them.
Skydiving is going to be a piece of cake for you. Then
we'll talk about it, and we will talk about this next time on the Action Junkies Morning Fix.
Awesome.
Action Junkies podcast.
Morning Fix.